USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The biggest test yet of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine got underway, with the first of some 30,000 Americans rolling up their sleeves to receive shots created by the U.S. government as part of the all-out global race to stop the outbreak. The glimmer of hope came even as Google, in one of the gloomiest assessments of the coronavirus staying power from a major employer, decreed that almost all of its 200,000 employees and contractors should work from home through next June, a decision that could influence other big companies. Final stage testing of the vaccine, developed by the National Institute of Health and Moderna, Inc., which began with volunteers at numerous sites around the U.S., given a real dose or a placebo. It will be months before the results trickle in, and there is still no guarantee the vaccine will ultimately work against the scourge that has killed about 650,000 people around the world, including 145,000 in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With the November election exactly 100 days away, more Americans say the country is heading in the wrong direction than at any previous point in Donald Trump's presidency, putting the incumbent in a perilous position at his re-election bid against Democrat Joe Biden. A new poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs also finds that Trump's approval for his handling of COVID-19 is at a new low, with just 32% of Americans supportive of his approach. Even Trump's standing on the economy, long the high watermark for the president, has fallen over the last few months after seeming nonstop earlier this year. Ukrainian and rebel forces in war-torn eastern Ukraine have started prepping for a full and comprehensive ceasefire scheduled to begin at midnight. Rebel officials said they've instructed their troops about the ceasefire and issued decrees banning the use of any weapons. It would pave the way for implementing other clauses of a Minsk peace deal brokered by France and Germany in 2015. The conflict killed more than 15,000 soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The price of gold surged to an all-time high. Some experts pointed to the worsening of U.S.-China trade and political tensions. Others cited growing investor concerns that the economic recovery from the pandemic might be weakening. But the jump in gold prices is highly unusual because stock prices have also surged recently after dropping in early March. Gold spiked $40 to a record $1,938 per ounce in a sign that nervous investors are looking for safe havens to park their money. A stray bullet shattered her window and pierced the head of a 10-year-old girl in her home in Chicago. She died at a hospital Sunday morning. A toddler, just 20 months old and strapped to a car seat, was shot in the chest in Inglewood while his mother drove home from a laundromat. Over the weekend, more than 60 people were shot, 14 of them fatally, in 49 shooting incidents in the Windy City alone. Chicago is among several major cities experiencing a big spike in shootings and homicides so far this year. Shooting incidents in Philadelphia are up 57% from last year. In Milwaukee, homicides up 95%. In the first week of July alone, the Los Angeles Police Department reported that homicides increased 250%. And New York City has seen a 44% spike in shootings this year than during the same period in 2019. Police blame the surge in gun violence on a combination of the early release of people from jail during the pandemic and the fact that police are being defunded. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.